stoic through the storm. It's pouring down rain as I sit here on the front porch smoking a cigarette. Up earlier than usual because I was scheduled to play tennis with an old friend I haven't seen in a while. Just as I certainly wouldn't complain if I only had 3 slices of bacon instead of 4 while children starve in Africa, I surely won't complain about this storm in Georgia, washing away a chance for good exercise while the West Coast droughts continue to dry out the California Valley. Water. The most valuable resource? Maybe, although oxygen is right up there. Along with carbon, even though it's receiving a pretty bad rap these days. Hydrogen is fairly important too, I suppose. Simple sugars for cellular energy? Hell, I guess there are a lot of things we just can't live without. Laptops, iPads, comfortable beds, big screen TVs. These are possessions we don't necessarily need. But damn if they aren't nice to have, eh? It's one of life's great pleasures to sit on the front porch with the first cigarette of the day and watch the rain fall. Taking a break from social media, from networking, from sending out submissions, from corresponding via emails, from working on the 17 Numa site, from constantly planting seeds in the effort to gain momentum in this burgeoning path as a poet. And now the sky really lets loose, as if to say, Scott, old boy, I hear ya. Take a load off, relax, and enjoy. There is a tree in my front yard that has 2 knots in the trunk that look like eyes, and a curved indented line that looks like a frown. And when it gets wet, the water drips from one of the knots in a perfect way, which makes it appear as if the tree is weeping. Who knows? Maybe it is. Maybe it's tired of standing so stoic and sturdy no matter what conditions arise. Whether it rains or snows, or there is a repressive sweltering summer heat to bear. Well, I don't blame it. We all get sad sometimes. We all need a good cry once in a while. There is a bit of chill in the air as the end of August approaches. Just a slight hint of autumn peeking its head through the door, announcing that soon the season will be turning. With that means football kicking off, though there will still be war in the Middle East. With that means beautifully colored leaves, though there will still be pillaging of oil fields. With that means hot chocolate and warm blankets, though there will still be rampant cancer. With that means fall festivals and pumpkin patches, though there will still be starvation in Africa. With that means Halloween and happy kids trick-or-treating, though there will still be a drought in the valley. I guess we can never truly escape the fact that life has suffering and sorrow. Maybe that is why the tree weeps. I can understand its sadness, though today I won't be joining in with any tears. There's plenty of bacon here, and even a ham cooking in the oven. Maybe I'm a swine for saying so, but I feel just fine right now, despite all the world's problems. Though I don't think I'm too much of a pig. After all, there is suffering, yes, but there is also a time for joy and thankfulness. Sometimes it is okay to simply watch the sky fall and pretend momentarily that everything is fine. If I could send this rain to California, I would. If I could send this bacon to Africa, I would. But my ego learned the lesson a long time ago that I'm not in control of most things. So all I can do is stay strong and healthy within myself while doing my best to reflect peace out into the world. In that small way, maybe I do actually make a difference.